With week three of New Mexico's legislative session wrapping up, New Mexico In Depth is taking a look at lobbyists and how they interact with the 112 lawmakers in Santa Fe. I'm Sandra Fish with Tripp Jennings, the executive director of New Mexico In Depth.
Yeah, you know, lobbyists are a key feature of the 60-day session. They're everywhere. They're trying to influence lawmakers on behalf of their clients, all sorts of interests, oil and gas, payday lending, all sorts of stuff. Now, you've crunched some data from the Secretary of State's website. What have you found?
Well, Tripp, lobbyists spent more than $1.6 million from 2011 through 2014. That's 4 years of wining and dining lawmakers, buying gifts and things like that. But only about 200 of the lobbyists here out of about 800 are the big spenders. And the top 25 spenders account for more than half of the spending.
Who, Sandra, are some of the big spenders?
Well, Art Hall, a lobbyist for about 17 years who represents about 20 clients, ranks number one. He spent nearly $86,000 in the past 4 years.
$86,000? What did he buy?
Lots of meals, it looks like. But his filings with the Secretary of State's office reveal a real lack of transparency. That's a problem with legislative regulation here. Hall and many other lobbyists keep their spending below $75 a person at a time, so they don't have to reveal who they spent money on or how exactly it was spent.
And other things, that they're not really, in New Mexico, they're not required to report on the issues they're lobbying on or the bills, correct?
We know their clients, and we know how much they're spending and how much they're contributing. That's a story for another day. But we don't know exactly which bills they're lobbying on.
Now, getting back to what they bought, you can get some pretty nice meals in Santa Fe for less than $25. So what did lobbyists hope to get in return?
Well, some of them said they just want to build relationships with lawmakers and provide information from their clients. And some lawmakers say they find that useful. But there are a few people here who will have a conversation with a lobbyist, but they won't take a meal, a gift, or a drink.
You know, that's interesting about the building relationships and also being helpful for lawmakers, because this is the one state in the union that doesn't pay its lawmakers a salary. So in some ways, they rely on lobbyists a lot more than maybe other states do, because there's also not a professional year-round staff. So lobbyists have to do some of that work as well.
That's true. And one of the things that they spend some money on is committee meeting meals, because as I'm finding out, being new to New Mexico, a lot of the committees meet really late into the day. They meet through meals, and the lobbyists will buy, say, breakfast burritos, although they'll bring in pizza for dinner as a committee meets, and that can be very helpful for the lawmakers.
Yeah, I mean, there are lawmakers up here, as I was just saying, they don't receive a salary. They do get a per diem for travel and expenses related to food and whatnot during the session periods, but they don't have a lot of, you know, money and to buy food and whatnot. The lobbyists do purchase meals. I mean, you know, looking through some of the campaign finance information at the Secretary of State's office, you can see lobbyists listing, you know, $800 buying dinner, you know, in Taos when a committee was meeting in Taos during the year, or here breakfast burritos for a committee and staff. That is part of what they do. Yeah,
on Thursday here, Tripp, the New Mexico Primary Care Association provided teddy bears for all the lawmakers and a bunch of the staffs. There were teddy bears everywhere on Thursday. You know, Tripp, you earlier this week covered a committee hearing on two bills that would have limited interest rates on payday lending. What did you find there?
Well, I found that the companies that have storefront lending operations here in New Mexico and some associations that are affiliated with these companies, they've hired a who's who of lobbyists. We're talking about a former Democratic House speaker. We're talking about longtime lobbyists who have a lot of pull. Art Hall, you spoke with, is one of those lobbyists. We're talking about some heavy hitters. What we found is of the 24 lobbyists they've hired, 12 to 13 have contributed like $300,000 to campaigns for lawmakers and other public officials over the last year, actually May through December of. And this is the campaign contributions, but they've also, you know, Of the $1.6 million you were talking about gifts, these 12 or 13 lobbyists had about $35,000 in gifts and meals and stuff like that that we found. Now, what's interesting about lobbying, I think sometimes people think that when people lobby, they're looking for a quid pro quo, which is like, in return for this money, I'm going to give you this. What I've often found, and it's what you've already talked about, is it's about building and maintaining relationships. I'm giving you something. There's kind of this human almost obligation that it's not obligation, but it's kind of this feeling that these guys are helping us out, you know, buying the gifts, buying the meals. Does that ensure that a lawmaker will vote for your bill? No. But does it maybe make that lawmaker think that I'll give your bill a listen? Possibly. It's interesting stuff.
What happened with those two bills in the House committee this week, Tripp?
Those two bills were tabled. That's a legislative jargon for they didn't vote on them. They're still in the committee. It was a 4-3 vote along party lines. Four Republicans voted to keep them in committee. The three Democrats voted against it. You know, what we found is that, you know, the companies that have storefront lending organizations had given to three of those four GOP lawmakers over the last 2 years and none to the Democratic lawmakers. Now, two of the three Democratic lawmakers are new. Again, I'm not saying anything about money equaling votes, but it's always interesting to see who's giving money to lawmakers.
You know, one of the things that people have been bringing up here, or some people have, is the whole transparency of the system. And there are folks who are talking about wanting to reform several things here. Common Cause is leading the charge to require lobbyists to report more details about who they treat to meals and gifts. They want lobbyists to disclose the bills they're working on. There are two or three bills that would address some of these transparency issues, and there are lawmakers on both sides of the aisle sponsoring the bills.
And haven't similar reforms been suggested in the past?
Yes. I've talked to some lawmakers who've put up these bills before, and they've been defeated. And at this point, it's unclear when these bills are even going to be heard in committee and what will happen to them.
You know, and I'd say that kind of jokingly, because I was here in 2006, 2007, 2008, covering some of those bills to have lobbyists report more campaign finance disclosure. Those kind of bills, a state ethics commission, those bills have never done well in New Mexico. So it's interesting to see all this stuff. It's kind of coming back.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what will happen this year with a Republican House and a Democratic Senate. Who knows what will occur?
Now, you did manage to find quite a bit of information about lobbyists and their interactions. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, we have searchable tables on NewMexicoIndepth.com. They list lobbyists, all their employers in 2014 or 2015, and details where they're available about their expenses over the past 4 years. We have all this information that came from the data on the Secretary of State's website, and we've taken that information, kind of rearranged it, standardized it, and organized it so it's a little easier for people to navigate.
Yeah, can you go back to one thing you said about the 1.1 million versus the 1.6? Can you explain that again? Because New Mexico law is the way it is, we don't have a lot of details on the 1.1 million of the 1.6 million.
It's 1.1 million of that 1.6 million. They just don't say who they entertained. A lot of these people will just say everything was under $75 a person. There you have it, discussing legislation. That's it.
That's interesting. So there's a lot of information on those databases, and we encourage New Mexico In-Depth readers to check out the data and let us know what strikes them about the information.
Yeah, there are plenty more stories to tell about using this data, Tripp, and we'll be telling them throughout the session. Thanks for talking with us.
Sure thing. Thanks, Sandra, for doing all your work.
Tripp Jennings is Executive Director of New Mexico In-Depth, and I'm Sandra Fish. Check out our work at nmindepth.com.